everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us today. I just love the Lord and His many blessings upon us. Let's get ready for church. Let's all just stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And as we do on Wednesday nights, anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, Miss Lori. Both of them. Oh, that's right. I saw that request too. Yes, ma'am. Okay, absolutely. Yes. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep it, just turn it all over to God. That's what we're going to do in our prayers. Absolutely. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All right. Anybody in the box? All right.
Remember the camp family?
Oh, goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. And anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone as we get ready to pray. Miss Penny. But as we get ready, as I always say, there are so many, and our technology has really allowed us to me, it makes it even more closer to home, because these are people that know us, or even those that don't go to our church is requesting prayer, and they know that we know, and it's not us. It's Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, that we go to Him in prayer. So if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. And also, let's be in prayer for our country, for those that are sick and shut in that aren't able to be with us. So those watching online, if you have, welcome tonight to First Pentecostal. If you have a prayer request, put it in the comments section. We'll be glad to pray with you. If you have a praise report, type it in there too, and let us just all worship the Lord. All righty, let's all just go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather together in Your house and in Your name. Lord, for the freedom because of You, my Lord, for shedding Your blood. Lord, that we can come to You directly, and Lord, that we can just praise You, and Lord, that we can place every and each prayer request into Your mighty hands. Dear Lord, You know those that are spoken and unspoken, though You know each and every way. Lord, those that have lost a loved one, those families that are suffering, those that are going through tests, procedures, dear Lord, those that are in need right now, dear Lord, we just ask You, dear Lord, for Your mighty hand to be upon each and every one. Dear Lord, we ask You to heal, to mend, to protect, dear Lord, to provide, dear Lord, for each and every situation. Dear Lord, my heart's reaching out right now, dear Lord, for those that seemingly they're following the world and they seem like that nothing is important to them right now except for their pleasure. And, dear Lord, I ask that they'll just have an opportunity to turn their life away, whether it's our family members, our neighbors, those that we work with, those that we see on a daily basis. Lord, we ask that Your Holy Spirit would just continue to let Your word go forth, dear Lord, to touch those that are lost and let them find that opportunity to repent and turn and receive You as our Lord and Savior. Again, dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen and guide us, dear Lord, as we go forth with this service. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and pray. We haven't prayed Him tonight. Now, I know, y'all know this song's probably about every time I flip the page, it seems like we go back to this song. But let's do Redeemed again tonight. I love it. I didn't sing in the beginning, so people requesting it. And now I'm hooked on it, but it's I'm redeemed. What a beautiful something that you can feel in your heart and know that it's true. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. Amen. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy.
treasure roll. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. Savior to me, I'm redeemed, happy in glory someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine.
Lord, I guess you may be seated if you can, but I just want to say, if people come around and ask you why you smile so much, that's the exact song that you can sing to them, because I'm redeemed in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering, but as we do, I want to continue to mention this announcement every other service or every third service. Don't forget to mark your calendar. Those watching online, too, if you can have a chance to join us on Sunday night, March 20th, we'll have a church service that night. It'll be a wonderful time. We've done it once before. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a powerful move in God, and we know that it will be able to again. Be in much prayer for it also, because there will be a special love offering taken up that night, and we just want to continue to thank the Lord. And you know, there, as other churches come by together, as we join up, just remember, as long as it's in the name of the Lord, and we're just going to preach Him and teach what Jesus has in store for us. Just praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless this evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know they're using some tapes tonight, so I'm going to get them out of order. Brother Jim, are you ready to come on up first? And then Sister Linda, and then Miss Tabitha. Praise God.
Test.
All right. You know, this song I've done a few times, and it's something about this song, the words in it, you know, it makes you really think. The title of the song is Why Me, Lord? And, you know, how many times you've heard people say, when something goes wrong, why me, Lord? Why did it happen to me? But how many times do you hear not as many times. Thank you, Lord. Why me? Why did you bless me? And, you know, myself personally, as I got older, every day, I said, why me, Lord? Why am I still here? Because, you know, it's too easy to say, well, things didn't go good yesterday. Why? But it's hard to sit there and think about, or not hard, but you got to really think about the past. Because, you know, I've made 74 years so far, and I would not have done it if it hadn't been for the Lord's blessings. Because so many times I've been put in spots and situations, and I'll be honest with you, I walked out of them, and I'd say, why, Lord? Why did you do it? I didn't deserve it. And I'll be honest with you, at that time, I did not deserve it. But he has a reason. There's a purpose for us all to be here. We don't know what it is. Sometimes we get a little glimpse of it, but a lot of times we don't know, and he does. So listen to the words in this song, all right? Me, Lord, what have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving the kindness you have shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I need, help me, Jesus, my soul is in your hands. Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you, maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I need, my soul's in your hands. Jesus, my soul's in your hands. You know, I got to say something. On the one line in this song that kind of sticks with me is, all the things that I've been through in all my life and all the things I've been blessed through, this one line just, it says it all when it says, you know, how can I repay you? And it says, by telling others what I've been through myself and what you have done to bring me through it. And that's about all I can do, you know? I mean, that's about all. But, you know, naturally my wife knows, but because I keep her awake at night telling her stories. But, you know, sometimes it's hard for me. I was watching a program today, but sometimes it's hard for me to imagine and think about 30, 40 years ago, the things that I seen, the things that I went through, and try to figure out why am I still here? I don't, you know, it's tough. Because I'm talking about some things that, you know, it would make the hair stand up on your neck. You know, but with God's blessing, I'm here. For some reason. But all I can say is I love him and I praise him.
Amen. 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 Thank you, brother.
It's been requested that I sing this song, and I sang it a few weeks back. But if I mess up on it, y'all just try to listen to the words. You can read them off the screen. But this is going to be a reality one day, and I hope to see and be able to stroll all over heaven with each and every one of you. Y'all worship the Lord. If I survey all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I simply asked for a favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all these troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come that morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew while I stroll over heaven with you. Oh, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Yes, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all these troubles and heartaches have vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty things are new, and I will stroll over heaven with you.
I love that song. I have to share a funny little story with y'all about it. When I got my new dog, which she's a year old now, she just turned a year old, she sleeps in a crate downstairs in Gabe's room. Well, he always picks his guitar and he sings different songs before he goes to sleep. And he loves Alan Jackson's gospel album. And I Want to Stroll Over Heaven is on there. Well, funny thing is, every time we play Alan Jackson, I'll Fly Away, I Want to Stroll Over Heaven, she howls and tries to sing. We have a video of her doing it the other day. I mean, it's like when she hears his voice, she jumps up and it's like, okay, it's time to sing. I guess because she's heard it all of her life. It's funny. She likes to hear me sing too. She'll just lay there and just listen. I said, I'll serenade the dog, I guess. Okay. I'm going to try and sing a song that I sang last night at the ladies' ministry. He'll Do It Again.
Somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under, but God's proven time and time again, He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, haven't He sun and the seas, and He is your Father. He'll calm the storm, He'll find some way to fix this for you, and He'll do
For you. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. In fact, there's nothing that God can't do. Aren't you glad of that? And he loves us too, beyond our ability to even fathom or comprehend. If you love the Lord tonight, give him praise. Amen. Just love him. He loves us. I need your help tonight. How many is willing to help me? You know, I've heard people say, brother, I can't sing. I need your help tonight, whether you can sing or not. There's an old chorus that we used to sing. I think we carried it over from Rockmart. I don't know if we've, I know we've done it here. I know we did it in a little church. E flat. That means Eddie's flat. E flat. And here's what we need to do. We need everybody singing. Oh, how I love Jesus. Everybody. Oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Again, everybody. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, let him know it. Sing it, church. Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And then we went, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, because he first loved me. This is where it gets real interesting. Peter, you got the microphone? I want you and this side to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Me and this side is going to sing, to me he is so wonderful. And we're going to do it at the same time. Amen. How many's got faith that we can do that? So what's this side going to sing? What's this side going to sing? Sound box, y'all help us on this side. To me, he is so wonderful. Ready? Let's hear it.
To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Because
that sound is so good, do it again.
to me. He is so wonderful to me. He is so wonderful to me. He is so wonderful.
Now everybody sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Both sides, let it ring. How I love Jesus. Sing it like you mean it. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Now give yourself a hand. Y'all did a really, really good job. Amen. That sounded plumb good. Amen. I even got Holy Ghost bumps listening to that. To me, he is wonderful, and oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, go with us to the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. In the 9th chapter, verse number 6, probably most of you could quote this particular scripture. We hear it so much around the Christmas season. Nevertheless, I'm not going to preach a Christmas message tonight, but that's all right, because Christmas is about Jesus. Amen? It's not about what we get. It's not about what we give. It's all about Jesus. But I'm going to come at it from a different angle tonight, and I desire your prayers that God would lead me as he began to reveal it to me, and I just hope that I can convey it to you like I feel it in my spirit tonight. Isaiah chapter number 6, or chapter number 9, rather, verse number 6. Thank you for standing. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Can I read it again? For unto us a child is born. In fact, why don't you read with me tonight, church? For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for this day that you have given us, God, and keeping your hand upon each and every one, bringing us together tonight in one mind and one accord, God, to worship and to serve you. I ask you now humbly, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel tonight, God, to speak to our hearts, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And Father, again, we do remember those who are sick. Many are suffering. Many right now, Lord, are needing a touch from you. And God, I pray that you would reach out to each and every one who's in need tonight. Touch them, anoint them, heal and strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Title of this message tonight would be Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. Now, there are several titles here that is given to the Messiah, and this is concerning Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which was yet to be born, but he was to, in fact, be the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer of the world. And God speaks to Isaiah here, telling him to proclaim this glorious and wonderful event that's going to take place in the future. And he doesn't name the name Jesus, the Lord. God saved that name and got it for the Lord, for Jesus. But he does give some titles here. He says you need to call him Wonderful, or his name is going to represent Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of those are immaculate and wonderful titles. One alone would be a great and wonderful attribute for anyone to carry the title of Wonderful. I mean, I don't recall my wife ever calling me Wonderful, but that would be a pretty good nickname that she might could call me. But just to have the honor of being called Wonderful or Counselor, we've sat down and counseled before, but I've never been accused or called a counselor. I'm a preacher, and usually when I try to counsel folks, I end up preaching. That's the reason I've really never been a teacher, because when I try to teach, I end up preaching. I think I know where the Lord has called me and placed me, because he gave me a mouth full of gab, and I usually end up preaching when I try to do anything else. But the Mighty God is a wonderful, wonderful title, and the Everlasting Father, and of course, the Prince of Peace. Tonight, I want to talk about just the one, the Everlasting Father. This week, as I was studying and reminiscing in the book of Isaiah, and again, I was directed to this particular passage of Scripture and how that Isaiah was moved on by God to announce this glorious event. And we think about that, and we think about that Scripture, and we inadvertently think about the baby, which that basically is the Christmas story, that is born in the stable of humble surroundings in a little manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. But the baby grows up, and the great baby grows up to become the sacrificial Lamb of God. But it's very interesting, as I began to look at the Hebrew definitions of each one of these titles that is given to the Messiah by God through the prophet Isaiah. And I came across this one, the Everlasting Father, and thank God that he is a father, and thank God that we have a child-father relationship with our Lord. How many is thankful for the love that the Father has bestowed upon us? Amen. Give him praise tonight. And the Hebrew actually lists it as Father for eternity. The Hebrew word for everlasting Father is Father for eternity. Now, I want us to think about that tonight. I want us to dwell on that if we might. I almost entitled this message tonight, A Place Where We'll Never Say Goodbye. Goodbye is very sad. It, you know, most of the time, and a lot of times when people say, I'm not going to just say goodbye, I'm going to say I'll see you later. Because goodbye seems to be something that is final, something that means that maybe we won't see each other again. But I began to think about the promise that Isaiah told in this particular passage of Scripture and all of the other things, the wonderful, the counselor, the Prince of Peace, and he's all of those and more. And we're already seeing that he's an on-time God, and we know all of these wonderful things and that he'll do it again and again and again in that relationship we have. But when we begin to think about a father for eternity, and I was thinking about my dad who passed away in 2008, and, you know, we were able to say our goodbyes to him, and it was more or less that he was saying, you know, he was so sick, he said, I'm ready to go home. And we knew that his spirit was well in the hands of the Lord, and we knew where his destination was, and although we miss him, and you miss him even today, we know where he is, and we know that we will see him again. But I began to think about the Everlasting Father. Amen. The Prince of Peace. The Great I Am. The one that'll do it again and again and again. Not only is he a father for us now. Not only is he a counselor for us now. Not only is he wonderful in our life. Not only is he the Prince of Peace and can instill peace into our life. But he is a father for eternity. Not just this walk of life, but when we get to that next walk of life, when we go enter that wonderful portal of heaven that Jesus Christ himself has gone away, and I often think, my Lord, if Jesus is preparing a place, come on, somebody, it's going to be perfect. Amen. We're not going to lack for anything. But when we have that everlasting relationship for an eternity, do you realize, folks, that not only will be in the presence of our Lord and Savior forever and ever and ever, perpetually is one definition of Father of eternity, but knowing we'll never ever have to say goodbye to the Lord or goodbye to his presence. And also, I want you to think about this, because that Jesus died for our sins, and because those loved ones who have repented and been filled with the Spirit of the Lord and dedicated their life to the Lord, we're never going to have to say goodbye to them as well. Because they're in the hands of the Father. They're there waiting for us now. And what a glorious time and place that is going to be. I don't know about you, but I often think of the song. It says, I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. And we can relate to that when so many of our loved ones, that we miss dearly have already gone to the other side. But wait till you see what the Lord has prepared, and wait till we get there, amen, and begin to have that relationship with Him, not for a little while, not just a family reunion, but a reunion for eternity, amen, to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've often heard many people say, you know, I can't wait to get to heaven to see Mom and Dad, and you know what? You're going to have plenty of time. We're going to have an eternity to be in the presence of those loved ones who are already gone. And then I've also heard other people say, you know what? The very first thing that I want to do is go to Jesus. And I want to kneel at His feet, and I want to thank Him, amen, for the privilege and the honor, for His amazing grace, for His love that is beyond my ability to even fathom or comprehend, let alone describe to anybody the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank Him personally, amen, for saving my soul, filling me with His Spirit, amen, and giving me a place in glory, not just for a little while, but a place where I'll never, ever have to say goodbye. Amen. So many times down here, we stand at a casket, and we have said our last words and our last goodbyes, or maybe we've held the hand of a precious loved one and was there when they took their last breath. But folks, I want you to understand, the Lord has made a remedy for that. He has given us and going to give us a brand new glorified body that is going to live forever and ever and ever. And because He is a Father for eternity, He's one that will never leave us nor forsake us. And He gave us those words, and He gave us those examples in the Bible. Remember, when we begin to think, we will be with Him forever. I know that in talking to people, I know that so many of us have a very hard time comprehending eternity. I, for one, was so concerned about it when I was young that oftentimes I would lay awake at night worrying about it because I could not in my mind fathom something that had no ending. Because everything that I was introduced to had a beginning and had an ending. There was time to go to school. There was time to get out. There was time to play. There was time for supper. There was time for a bath. There was time for all of those things had a beginning and an ending. And in my mind, it was so confusing to know that we're going to a place where there never, ever will be an end. You know what? But the glorified body is not going to have any problem comprehending what the Lord has in store for us. So if anybody else is worrying about eternity and worrying, you know, what in the world are we going to be doing for an eternity, I'll give you a little bit of clue. We're going to be glorifying and praising Jesus Christ, amen, forever and ever and ever, because He is that Father for eternity. Today we have so many situations that, you know, the father many, many times is taken out of the family unit for whatever reason. So many times it's, I won't really get this, just several reasons why the father is there. And the responsibility always falls on somebody else, the wife, the grandparents, or something like that. And we see and read studies today where a lot of families are single parents raising children, and it's very difficult. And it's very hard, and can't even describe. I thank the Lord that hasn't happened in our household. Thank God that I still have my helpmate, and she's more than a helpmate. She's like my right arm. I'm so dependent on her, and I thank God for that. But imagine, if you will, and we see all of the separation. We see all of the person who is not in the picture anymore. But I want to tell you, that's not going to be the case in heaven. It's not going to be the case with our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know. I've only read what the description of heaven is going to be. And you can talk to 10 different people and you'll probably get 10 different opinions or 10 different answers. But I do know this. The greatest thing about heaven is that Jesus is there. Amen? And I'm going to be able to spend a time with Him for an eternity. Now, I don't know, and I think He's going to take care of this, but I would just imagine down here, everything that we think about when a dignitary or a celebrity or somebody really important shows up, people have to stand in line just to get to Him. Somehow, and I can't explain it, but I believe that the Lord is going to be able to sit down personally with each and every one of us, are His children, and you're not going to have to worry about what time it is. You're not going to have to worry about where you're standing in line, because He is a Father for eternity. perpetually on and on and on. And we're going to have an opportunity, I believe, amen, to share with him our thanks, our appreciation. And also, maybe you even want to ask him a few questions when you get to heaven. I wonder if anybody here would be honest enough to slip your hand up and say, you know what, there's some things I want to talk about to Jesus, amen? Probably every one of us. I want to sit down and, you know, I just want to talk about how wonderful he is and how much he's changed my life and how great he is and how forgiving he is. And Lord, how can you do that? You know, this old body of flesh that we have to live in, and it's our greatest enemy. It comes against us, and we're constantly having to fight it on a daily basis. And Lord, how was you able to overcome that? Because you came down as the Spirit of God, robed in flesh and without sin. Not only without sin, but no guile or deceit was ever found in your mouth. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you were able to give us of your Spirit, amen, that precious Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and be a comfort to us, amen, and then call us to heaven, to a glorified state and a glorified place, amen. So thankful. I know that when the Lord first started dealing with me to preach the word, I was so very reluctant, not just a little reluctant, I mean absolutely turning my head to run reluctant. And I knew the Lord was calling me and dealing me with some specific thing, but I kept telling him, Lord, I've been a Sunday school teacher, and I've actually been the youth leader and youth pastor, and Lord, you know, I played a guitar and sang sometimes, and, you know, I offered every kind of excuse in the world, but it wouldn't go away. And this was over like 2 years, and finally, when the Lord really impressed in my heart and my mind, I had given him every chance to, or giving myself every chance to say, Lord, that's not you. You know how it is when Gideon put the fleece out and then it worked and then he put the fleece out again. And it was just, and finally he said, okay, Lord, I understand. Well, I did everything in the world I could to get the Lord to somehow, some way, wouldn't answer that prayer to prove to me. But he kept answering the prayers and he kept doing those things. And I just wouldn't hardly accept it until I now told this story again, how that Kevin was crying every night. I mean, just squalling, just crying. He'd stay awake all night long. He'd sleep during the day, and we're just a nervous wreck. And, you know, it finally came to a point where we decided, you know, he's going to cry whether we rock him. He's going to cry whether I drive him up and down the road. It was just days and nights mixed up, and it was a very difficult time in his life, and certainly it was kind of a difficult time on our life as well, because we became very short with each other, and you do that when you've lost a lot of sleep. Can I get an amen? I know we love one another, but let's face it. Sometimes when we're tired and all, sometimes you hurt the ones you love the most. But anyway, and we decided, and Penny makes, let's just lay him down, turn the lights off. This sounds horrible. Let him cry himself to sleep. He's going to cry anyway. And the more you go in there and hold him, he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we started doing that. And he would cry and cry and cry and finally tire out and go to sleep. Well, I was in the bed one night early because I was working in the bread business then, and I had to get up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was praying. And I said, Lord, I kind of feel like, in a way, that you know, you want me to preach, and I just don't know if it's you or me, and I'm just not sure. I know you've showed me a lot of things. But I said, you know, Lord, if it's really you, I want you to just let Kevin quit crying right now. Because I knew that that wasn't going to happen. I thought I was safe. I said, Lord, you know, I mean, he didn't know what I guess he did know what I was thinking, but I thought, Lord, you know, you're not going to answer this, because I believe that all things are possible, but this is impossible. He cries every single night, and Penny had just laid him down, so it hadn't been 10 or 15 minutes, and he was doing it crying. So I said, Lord, if it really be your will for me to preach the word, then let Kevin quit crying right now. And I didn't hardly get that out of my prayer, and I raised up in bed because I couldn't hear him crying. Honest, true story. And I know some of you have told it again, but it made an impact. And then, so I listened a little more, and I had prayed that, but then I was almost praying, Lord, come on, Kevin, one more cry, son, just a little squeak. I don't care, just a cry a little bit. And I even got up out of the bed because his room was across the hall. And I go, of course, he had the door closed. And I go over and lean my ear up trying to hear a sniffle. Do you know? Honestly, he did not whimper. He did not cry. He was, I guess he went to sleep the rest of the night. He did not cry at all. And I looked at Lauren and said, God, what a coincidence. Is this? It's amazing. No, I didn't. That finally let me know without a shadow, because I knew that had to be God. I mean, this wasn't just a week of crying. It was every single night. And as soon as that prayer, I mean, he hushed. You can ask Penny. He did not cry anymore that night at all. And I said, Lord, I don't know what in the world you want me to do, but you've made your point. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And from that time on. So my story, where I'm going with that, then I realized, well, I don't know how to preach. But my granddaddy does, because he had been preaching and pastored three different churches. So I go to him, and I sit down, and I remember one night I was praying in the altar, and I cried, and I finally told him, I said, Papa, the Lord wants me to preach. He said, well, I knew that a long time ago. I don't know why you've been waiting on. So I went to him, my mentor, my granddaddy, my pastor, and I sat down with him. And one of the many things, and I really have a point to this, one of the many things that I asked him about and talked about, of course, first of all, how do you get a sermon? You know, that kind of thing. And what do you do when you can't find out the preaching? How do you stand up? And how do you stand up and talk for 30 minutes about one scripture? What can you say about one scripture? But the main thing, I sat down with him, and I asked him about funeral services, because that scared me. You know, if in the future I was ever asked to conduct a funeral, then what would I do, or what would I say to the people? Or how could I go into a sick bed of somebody who had just been told that they only have a few short days or months or weeks to live? How do you comfort that person? Papa, what do you know to say? And this time it's not Pastor, it's Papa, because he's my granddaddy. And he said, son, I want to tell you something. It is not so much what you say, because to be honest with you, you realize that people remember very little of what you say, but they'll always remember if you're there. And that was a very important piece. And I asked him, and I picked his brain for all those other things. And it was so sad, because I lost my mentor, I lost my granddaddy, and I lost my pastor all in one man. So not only am I going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is that everlasting Father, who is that Father for eternity, I'm going to get my grandpapa back. I'm going to get my mentor back. And I'm going to be able to ask him some questions that I didn't get a chance to ask him before, because I started preaching so short a time before he actually went home to heaven. But when I think about that, and like that fellow said, all of this in heaven too, wait till you see what the Lord has prepared, and wait till you're able to get there to enjoy eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Father for eternity. Not for just 60 short years or 70 short years or 77 years, but for an eternity. Not to be with Jesus for just this time that we're on earth. Amen. Brother Jim was talking about, did you say you was in your 70s? Is that right? Did I hear you say that? 47, yeah, 47 backwards, and he's been here a while, so. But we all know that there will be a time when we lose this old body. It's going to return back to the dust of the earth from which it came. But that soul is going to fly free, amen, and be in the hands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for an eternity. Can anybody get excited about thinking about a Father for eternity, a relationship with Jesus Christ that will never end? It is ongoing. It is perpetual. Amen. There is no ending to it. This week, as I was reading and thinking about that, and all of, I mean, you could spend probably a sermon talking about every one of those titles, but that really stuck in my heart and in my mind, because I could relate to that, because like I said, in my early years, I could not comprehend eternity. But the thing about it, we just know that there's no beginning to it and there's no ending to it, but we're going to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever. My, my, my. The Lord not only saved us and filled us with His Spirit down here on this earth, amen, but He's going to call us away to glory. Don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if it'll be by the way that I go to the grave or I'm caught away in the air. But either one, thank God the ticket's been paid. The ticket's been purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the blood of Calvary. Amen. Are you thankful for that? God bless you. We love you. Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. Those of you that are viewing, you're constantly in our prayers and in our thoughts. Even though we may not get to meet you, we see your name on the live stream, and we're thankful that you tune in. And as Brother Jim said, if in fact you do have a prayer request, please let it be known. Just put it on the text there, and we'll be praying with you and praying for you. May God bless you. Ask the congregation to stand tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed. I believe Sister Penny has a message or announcement from the live stream. Bring them on. Okay, yeah, let me have the thing. Okay, we have a prayer request from Brother Richard Wright. Prayer request on the live stream from Sister Brenda Priest. Also, Sister Valerie Booth, it was on the text blast too, for a friend, Beverly Staten, and also a granddaughter or something. So we want you to know that we do read these prayer requests and we do have prayer for them. So keep them coming, and we'll just pray that God will intercede on your behalf. You want to stand in for Sister Steve Gideon? Us with a word of prayer, this and that, whichever one you want.
All right, sounds
God
good.
Is so good.
God is great, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, he knows and we know that he's with us, even in times of surgery and even in emergency situations. And that's where our faith lies, in the Almighty God and in the name of Jesus Christ. All hearts and minds clear. It is so good to see y'all here tonight. And those of you online, we missed the ones that couldn't be with us tonight. And again, let's just continue. The power of prayer is awesome, you know, because it's not us doing it. It's because of who we're praying to, and that's Jesus. Amen. Well, with this prayer, we're going to dismiss, but I also want to invite each and every one of you to Sunday school. I'm going to try to mention that a little bit more. I know the majority of y'all that I see here are in Sunday school on Sunday mornings. We'd love to have you. As I've said many times, we have two adult classes and our young people's class. And also, let's keep in mind our prayer for the teens out on Wednesday nights. And also for the young people, if they go through their class or even in their youth drama team as they work every other Wednesday alternating. So we love each and every one of you. So right now we're just going to dismiss with this prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, dear Lord, for your love for us. Dear Lord, thank you for always, dear Lord, knowing what we need and when we need it. Dear Lord, I thank you for each and every one that's here tonight. Those watching on the live stream, dear Lord, for each and every prayer request that's been brought forth. And, dear Lord, also for the technology and for those that work diligently, every service, dear Lord, to continue to keep the sound and the video feed going, dear Lord. We just love you. Lord, we just praise your holy name. And, dear Lord, again, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, and we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Kevin.